What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to learn more about their services and to book an appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. I'm your host, Double T. Glad to be with you on this Monday, September 18th. Plenty to get to in hometown sports as we get you caught up on everything that happened over the weekend and kind of take a look at how things are settling in the EIAC and the ORVC in many of these fall sports as we're getting closer to the end of the regular season. Postseason play has already started in girls golf. We're going to get to that, but we want to see how everything's shaking in the standings, see who's in line for a potential conference championship down the road. We got record-breaking performances to talk about. We got Mason Paris news to pass along as well. So again, plenty to get to on the show as always. And I only have 30 minutes. I've already wasted one, not necessarily wasted, but I've taken up one with the intro. So let's jump right in and talk about Mason Paris. This is big world news right here because Mason represented Team USA in the Senior World Championships in Serbia, Belgrade, Serbia, to be exact, over the weekend, competing in what is the heavyweight division. They go by the kilograms. 125 kg is what I like to say. That's where Mason Paris was competing. He went out and won his first three matches. He fell in the semifinal 8-6 and then got himself into the bronze medal match and did win that one 12-2. Going away. So a good performance, good showing from the Lawrenceburg native to go halfway across the country and bring a bronze medal back home. And I did misread a report earlier this morning stating that Mason Paris had qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics. What he had done has qualified Team USA for the 2024 Paris Olympics in his weight class. So we'll have to wait a little bit longer to see if Mason does indeed qualify himself to be at the Paris Olympics, which it would kind of not be the Paris Olympics without Mason Paris, right? Had to get that one in there, but still, Mason Paris does his job, gets Team USA qualified in that division, and hopefully he's going to qualify himself down the road, and we can talk about him going to Paris next year to represent Team USA in the Olympics. I'm sure that is a humongous goal, one of the bucket list goals that he has as a wrestler, and not only just going to the Olympics, but bringing a medal home. And, gold medal's got to be at the top of that list for him. That is the biggest achievement that you can have in wrestling. So, again, we're going to follow along with Mason Paris's story. If he's going to be wrestling anywhere around the world and it's a big time thing, we are going to be tracking that and talking about it right here on Crunch Time. All right, let's move on and talk some girls golf as we had sectional play over the weekend. We'll hit on this topic and then we will break briefly and come back and talk volleyball, cross country, football, and maybe some more if we have time for it. But congratulations to the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, four consecutive sectional championships as they capture sectional 27 on Saturday at the Greensburg Country Club. Batesville recording a team score of 315. That was 27 strokes better than second place Franklin County, which carded a 342 as a team. But Batesville, led by round medalist Addison Weiler, who shot a 5-over-75. That was one stroke better than teammate Josie Meyer and Rowan Pies of East Central. So really great job there from Addison and Josie leading the way for that Batesville team. Again, Franklin County second, East Central third. So all three of those teams are going to advance to the regional round. Now, three individuals advancing without their team, going to be Greensburg Annie Pumphrey. She shot 93. Shelbyville's Emmy Higgins with a 99 and Milan's Kayla Walkie shooting 99. We're going to talk a little bit more about individual scores here momentarily, but looking at another area sectional, Madison was the host at Sunrise, and Lady Cubs took first place there, 384 as a team. They were led by round medalist Emmy Doel. She shot an 81. Switzerland County, second place, Scottsburg, going to join those two teams in the regional as well. The three moving on individually without their team, Shaw Memorial's Kira Wells and Yolette Perez, 85 and 90 respectively. And Jennings County's Lauren Galvin shot a 99 to move on to the regional round. But getting back to sectional 27 at Greensburg, we mentioned the top three of Batesville, Franklin County, East Central. There was 11 teams here. Greensburg, Shelbyville, Southwestern Shelbyville finished 4, 5, and 6. Milan was 7th. North Decatur, South Ripley, and Jacksonville round out the top 10. Oldenburg Academy, an incomplete team, so didn't register a team score, but looking at this Batesville team a little bit closer, if they can continue to put together rounds like this, there's a chance they're going to be advancing on through the regional, or at least have some of their individuals advancing to the state championship. We mentioned Weiler with the 75, Josie Meyer with the 76, but Ava South right there with them, shoots 77, Alexis Gallagher with an 87, and Zoe Ahern 97. So all five members of the Batesville Lady Bulldogs card a score under 100. And again, they're going to be a threat at the regional, at least a threat to be in the qualifying position for the state championship as a team. We've seen them do it in the past. That Franklin County team that finished second, Crystal Callahan, carded a 78, Nicole Mears with an 80, Lily Graff 90, J.C. Grimmies with a 98, and Emma Tolhorst with a 94. We mentioned Rowan Pye is going to be moving on with her team to the regional. She cards a 76. Miriam Weber with a 99. Riley Havlin with a 101. Alyssa Reilly with a 103. And Savannah Roop with a 104. Looking at the Milan team, Kayla Walkie, as we mentioned, moving on individually with that 99. Natalie Prather shot 114. Chelsea Seaver, a 124. Gracie Beadle with a 119. And Caitlin Hicks, a 123. South Ripley, Anna Block cards a 117, as does Lily Jones, Emma McCarty with a 128, and Maddie Hicks with a 137. Jackson Dell competing there as well. Julia Meyer with their top score at 117. Emma Wagner, 126. Claire Helliers with a 127, and Nadia Williams, a 131. Claire Walkie, the lone representative for Oldenburg Academy, cards a 112. Sectional 30 at Madison. We mentioned Madison, Switzerland County, Scottsburg, the top three teams there. Jennings County, Charleston, Lawrenceburg, Southwestern. They round out the top seven in that order. South Dearborn, Rising Sun, New Washington, and Henryville competed there but did not have full teams. So we'll just look at some of the teams from our area. Switzerland County. They were led by Alexis Mangold, carding a 100, Peyton Stowe 105, Bree Stowe a 109. Those were the top three performers for Switzerland County. Lawrenceburg led by Elizabeth Cottle with a 103. Aubrey Hutcherson with a 118 for the Lady Tigers. Isabella Pearson was the only representative from South Dearborn, a 119, and Rising Sun's two golfers, Abby Stewart and Vanessa Woodruff, carding a 145 and a 127, respectively. So a lot of good golf played over the weekend at Greensburg and Madison. We have a few of our area teams and some individuals moving on to the regional round, which is going to take place this weekend at Franklin Community. That will be at Legends Golf Club, Saturday, September 23rd, 8:30 a.m. is when everything is going to get started. So if you are following Batesville, Franklin County, East Central, Switzerland County, that's where they're going to be on Saturday as those golfers from those teams look to punch their ticket to the state finals. So as mentioned, got through girls golf sectional. We're going to take a short break. We're coming back with plenty more on Crunch Time here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Welcome back to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home. OrthoSensi.com, OrthoCincy.com. We've talked to Mason Paris and what he did at the World Senior Championships over the weekend. There was girls golf sectional, and now time to talk a little soccer, volleyball, cross country, and high school football. Got about 20 minutes to fit all of that into the show, so let's get into some soccer here. Wanted to run down some standings in the EIAC and the ORVC, kind of check in on how all of our area teams teams are doing. On the boys' side of things in the EIAC, East Central having a very strong year at 11-1-1 overall, 4-0 in the conference. They do have four teams behind them that only have one loss. South Dearborn, 5-1 in the conference, despite a 5-6-1 record overall. They played a tough schedule, but winning games when they matter the most in conference. Connersville at 9-2-1 overall, 4-1 in the conference. And then you have Batesville and Greensburg that are both 2-1 in the conference. So East Central ahead of the pack, but things aren't over just yet in the EIAC. A couple of the hot teams in the conference are East Central, winning 3 in a row. Greensburg has won 4 in a row, as they have the longest winning streaks as of right now. But looking at this East Central team going forward, the one thing that is very hard to do against them is break them down defensively. They've only given up 6 goals all season long. That's over 13 matches. They've also scored 40 goals, so that goal differential has been absolutely outstanding overall. But when you look in conference play, they have 23 goals to 1 allowed against conference opponents, so they're absolutely getting it done in that department. So looks like East Central has a really good chance, I should say, of continuing on with the undefeated streak and winning the conference, but still some very strong teams in there as well, particularly South Dearborn and Connersville looking up at them. Batesville always has a good team, seemingly, and that Greensburg program has a couple of really strong offensive players, so there's been some good soccer in the EIAC thus far. Taking a look at the ORVC, I think coming into the season, Switzerland County was maybe the team to beat, but Jackson Dell has been the team setting at the top of the standings. They're 6-3-2 overall, but they have a 5-1-1 in conference record, setting at the top of the ORVC. Shaw Memorial and Southwestern at 4-0-3, tied for second, and then Switzerland County 6-2. Their win percentage just slightly below. Actually, those top three teams are tied in win percentage, with Jackson Dell having one more win. I do believe they would have some sort of tie break there in the ORVC, but very tightly contested. Four teams still very much in it in, again, boys soccer in the ORVC, and all of these teams have been pretty close in terms of goal differential. Jackson Dell, they're scoring a lot of goals, 39 in the back of the net, but they've given up 27, so their defense not as good as Memorial, Southwestern, and Switzerland County, where their numbers are closer to 10 or below goals allowed. So we'll see how things shake out down the road. Switzerland County is the highly ranked team of the four, number 16 in 1A, according to the most recent polls. So it's going to be fascinating to see how things shake out in the ORVC as we get closer to the end of the season. Also wanted to shout out Oldenburg Academy, number 5 in 1A. They've been having an absolutely excellent season. But to go further on our soccer talk, did want to talk a little bit about some of the top performers in both conferences. And again, I want to throw this disclaimer out there. Not every team makes their stats available. For these exercises, we typically use Max Preps. Sometimes we need to get the information in a quick manner, so we take what we can get via Max Preps. And again, not every team is represented there. So there's going to be some teams and names left out here. I do apologize for that. We'll try to get all that information on a later date. But going back to the EIAC on the boys side of thing, and looking at some of the top performers there, you have Jasper Martin from Connersville with 20 goals, Ian Carpenter 17 for Batesville, Mitchell Steele 16 for Connersville. I mentioned that duo from Greensburg, Cy Miller and Jacoby Miller, 15 and 14 goals respectively. And then Brody Tiki having another standout year for South Dearborn with 10 assists. Jasper Martin, he actually leads the conference in goals and assists. He has 11 there. Ethan Smith also towards the top for Greensburg, another guy in a double-digit assist with 11. So those are some of your top performers on the boys' side of things in the EIAC. ORVC, Cooper Todd, 19 goals for Switzerland County to lead the conference. Caleb White has 18 for Jackson Dell. Want to give a shout-out to Brody Morris, leading Rising Sun with 5 this year. Carson Hughes, 17 assists for Jackson Dell. His buddy Caleb White has 11, so they've been quite a dynamic duo this season. And Austin Johns has been the top performer in that category for the Switzerland County Pacers with 5 assists. So just some of the names to be on the lookout for, be listening for moving forward in this boys' soccer season in the EIAC and the ORVC. Don't want to forget about the girls, because we actually have 3 ranked teams in the EIAC, and they are the top 3 teams in the standings. East Central having a phenomenal season at 12-1-1, 6-0 in the conference. They are number 11 in 3A. And Max Preps actually had them ranked number 1 as of a few weeks ago. 79 goals, 4-5 allowed, so that is tops in the EIAC by quite a ways, if you kind of take Lawrenceburg out of the equation, because they're pretty similar numbers there. But a 5-game winning streak for EC. They've been beating some really quality teams, playing some good competition. I look for them to make a pretty good run at it in the state tournament. Batesville at 8-1-1. They're 5-1 in the conference. They're ranked 15th in 2A, and then right there with them, Lawrenceburg at 11-1-0, 4-1 in the conference. They're number 10 in 2A, and similar to East Central, 70 goals, 4, 10 allowed, and the Lady Tigers are on a 10-game winning streak, so they are firing on all cylinders. South Dearborn, 4th with a 2-3 record in the conference. Greensburg, Connersville, Franklin County, Rushville round out the EIAC girls soccer standings. In the ORVC, Switzerland County, this is a team that returned pretty much all of their starters from a year ago. They're 10-1 on the season, 6-0 in the conference. They've scored 69 goals, have only allowed 5, and that goal differential is plus 38 in conference play, 39 goals for just 1 allowed. Rising Sun having a very solid season at 7-3. They're 3-2 in the conference, and they're the only team that's anywhere close to Switzerland County. Southwestern hasn't played very many games at all, just 0-1 in the conference. South Ripley and Milan both 0-3 in the conference. So Switzerland County looks like they're going to be the runaway winner there. Not super surprising. They are a highly, they started the season highly ranked. That ranking has dissipated for whatever reason, but they are a very, very good team that should win their sectional and make a little run at it in the state tournament, similar to some of these other teams. Looking at Batesville and Lawrenceburg, if we're going to talk about the postseason, they look like they may be on a collision course. You can never count out South Dearborn. They got some talent in Aurora there. That EIAC sectional, as we kind of label it, is going to be very, very tough moving forward. But looking at some of the leaders in the area, we didn't talk much about Franklin County. They're only 1-4 in the conference, but 7-4-2 this season, having a nice season. Madison Sunderhouse leading the EIAC in goals with 24. She's got a pretty significant lead on Olivia Hopper, who has 17 for East Central. Presley Rugg for Lawrenceburg has 15, as does Lexi Watkins from East Central, and then J.C. Allen of Connersville with 13, the top 5 in the EIAC. Mentioned Olivia Hopper and Lexi Watkins. They are the top assist leaders in the EIAC with 17 and 15, respectively. Bernadette Wisman, we know that she can score. She also can get her teammates involved with 10 assists. And then Kyra Abbott from Lawrenceburg, 9 assists. Elena Keisel from Batesville with 9. And I guess I should mention Bernadette Wisman plays for South Dearborn, if you didn't know. So some of the top performers in the EIAC this season. In the ORVC, a lot of Switzerland County here. Emma Parsons with 17 goals. Her teammate Hallie Archer with 16, Hillary Lambert from Rising Sun 13, and then a couple more Switzerland County players, Emma South and Kenzie Taylor, combining for 17 goals, 9 for South, 8 for Taylor. Archer and Parsons, they are the leading assist with 11 and 5, respectively. So again, just a kind of quick look at how things are shaking in the EIAC standings-wise, and the ORVC as well, and who some of the top performers have been thus far this season. All right, going to move on to volleyball and cross country briefly here before we round out the show with some high school football talk. Lawrenceburg Volleyball hosted their LHS invite over the weekend. Lawrenceburg did really well for themselves, got into the championship match, did fall 2-0 to Jennings County, 25-19 and 25-17. We're going to talk more Lawrenceburg here in just a moment. The Christmas Attucks tournament was won by Oldenburg Academy. They won in straight sets over Riverton Park. Heron, Tinley, and Traders Point Christian in the championship match. Rachel Sutman, Kate Weber, and Chloe Bowman among the top performers for the Lady Twisters as they win that tournament. And then there was the Franklin Community Invite. Batesville goes 2-2 there. They had wins against Lawrence Central and Indianapolis Cecina. They fall to Greenwood and Bishop Chittard, but they played some really good ball at the Franklin Community Invite. Looking at volleyball standings across the area, East Central lead the EIAC 4-0. They're 13-8 overall. Lawrenceburg, who I just mentioned, 15-3. They're 3-0 in the conference. Those two teams will play tomorrow at LHS to determine who's going to be standing alone at the top of the standings, at least momentarily. Lawrenceburg also has a road game at Batesville on October 5th, as they're still in the mix at 2-1 in the conference. Greensburg 6-11 overall, but 4-1 in the conference. So this one is a long way from being decided. In the ORVC, South Ripley, 11-9, 1-0 in the conference. Rising Suns, 13-6, 3-1. Jacksonville at 5-10 is 2-1. And Milan at 6-5 is 1-1. Switzerland County and Southwestern round out the standings at 0-1 and 0-3, respectively. So still a lot of games, matches to be played in the ORVC to determine a champion there. Picture's a little bit clearer in the EIAC. Let's talk some cross-country briefly. The South Dearborn Invitational, a lot of area teams competing there over the weekend. Milan boys, the beat goes on there as they win, going away, 25 points. Ben Reilly, first place. Gabe Reilly, second place. Lucas Cooney in third. Aiden Potts in eighth. And Nathan Voss in 11th. Another dominant performance from this Milan boys team. They have been like this all season long. When they win with pretty much five of their runners right around the top 10. Rushville, Simon Kenton, Oldenburg Academy, South Ripley rounded out the top five. Southwestern, Rising Sun, Switzerland County, Villa Madonna, and Taylor were in the top 10. South Dearborn, Austin, and Lawrenceburg round out the top 13 at the South Dearborn Invite. On the girls' side, Rushville wins it with 48 points. South Dearborn was second, followed by Southwestern, Simon Kenton, Taylor, 3-4-5. 6-7-8 goes Switzerland County, South Ripley, and Jacksonville. Nicole Myers from Taylor, third place finish. Abigail Hunt, also from Taylor, was eighth. She was tied with Rhea Geiser from South Dearborn. Shelby Rowe finished ninth for the Lady Knights, and Ellie Potts was sixth place for Milan, who had an incomplete team. So I just wanted to get to the South Dearborn Invite. We got some more stats and scores from volleyball, cross country, et cetera, on the local sports report over at EagleCountryOnline.com. But did want to leave myself some time to talk a little high school football. On Friday, our feature game of the week was Lawrenceburg and Franklin County. Lawrenceburg celebrates their homecoming in style with a 42-7 win over the Wildcats. Logan Ahouse, very efficient in this game for the Tigers, 14-17, 153 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He and Hayden Saylor starting to get a really good rapport here this season. 9 receptions, buck 07, and a touchdown for Hayden. Landon Cornett getting a bulk of the carries for the Tigers as Tegan Bennett still dealing with a hamstring injury. 11 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Also wanted to shout out Carter Dozier, 35-yard TD reception for Franklin County for their only score of the evening. East Central, 42-0 winner over Batesville. Cole Burton goes 6-12 for 213 and 3 touchdowns. All 3 of those touchdowns go to Ryan Brotherton. He actually touched the ball 3 times and scored all 3 times, 145 yards through the air. Josh Ringer, the beat goes on there, 22 carries for 142 yards and 3 touchdowns. And as we're looking at some record watch at East Central, Cole Burton now second all-time in TDs with 49. He's just 7 behind T.J. Brown, who has the record of 56. Ryan Brotherton, second in receiving touchdowns with 23, past Rod Getz on the all-time list. He's looking up at Dan Hartman, who has 27 career receiving touchdowns for EC. And Josh Ringer, with 870 yards so far through 5 games, he needs another 1,078 yards to break Andrew Wolf's record of 5,708 yards. I do believe Josh is going to have a very strong chance to get that. 4 more regular season games. You got to think that he's going to play at least 3 sectional games, as they should be a heavy favorite there, and at least 1 regional game. So you got 8 more games at the very least. I think the expectation is that the East Central Trojans are going to be playing all the way to Thanksgiving weekend again. If that is the case, you can kiss Wolf's record goodbye. Ringer is going to get that again. barring good health, right? So there you have it there. Speaking of records, we got to talk South Dearborn. 74-0, they take down Greensburg on the road. That is a school record for points in a game, for touchdowns in a game. They score 11. Carson Cheek sets a school record with 7 rushing touchdowns. He ran for 204 by himself. And Ryan Richard, he kicked 8 extra points. He tied the record, school record there for PATs in a game. So just records abound for South Dearborn as they scored at a torrid pace against Greensburg, 74-0. They will take on the East Central Trojans on Friday. That will be our featured game of the week. Milan gets a big win, 49-6 over Greenwood Christian. Switzerland County falls 28-6 to Owen County. And Harrison, very competitive matchup with Clinton Massey, but they fall by a touchdown, 21-14. So this is how everything looks in high school football right now. East Central, the number one team in 4A. They are 5-0. Lawrenceburg and Batesville, highly ranked in 3A. The Tigers are number 3. Batesville's number 11. They're both 4-1. They will play each other this Friday in Batesville. That could be potentially a sectional championship matchup. South Dearborn may have something to say about that. They're 3-2 this season. Franklin County and Connersville, both 2-3. Rushville's 1-4, and Greensburg is 0-5 in the EIAC. Milan and Switzerland County, both 3-2 so far this season. And in Southwest Ohio, Harrison at 3-2, Taylor at 2-2. Looking a little bit further at our teams here in southeastern Indiana, East Central, we mentioned they're number one in 4A, but I like to look at the Sagarin rankings. They are number one in their class, but they're number 4 overall in the state right now, only behind Brownsburg, Center Grove, and Ben Davis, all 6A schools that are going to be striving for a 6A state championship. So pretty impressive stat right there to see East Central ranked number 4 in the state. Looking at that 3A clump of teams that I mentioned, Lawrenceburg, Batesville, South Dearborn, they look to be the strongest contenders for that sectional championship. Lawrenceburg, number 10 in 3A in the Sagarin. They're 66th in the state. Batesville's number 12, 79th in the state. And then South Dearborn, number 18, 101 in the state. So again, they're pretty closely related in terms of the Sagarin. So you think that there's going to be competitive games between those three schools when they get together. Batesville has already taken down South Dearborn, one score game. Lawrenceburg and Batesville will play this Friday, and then of course Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn to round out the regular season. So we're going to get a pretty good indication if these teams are going to be playing close together, that they're going to want to be on opposite sides of the bracket from one another come mid-October, because they are the three teams that look to be the most threatening in that particular sectional. And how about Milan? They've been impressive this year. They played a tough schedule. Number 9 in the Sagarin in 1A. That's 132 in the state. They do have the highest Sagarin ranking among sectional opponents. North Decatur, number 17. Tri, number 26. I highlight those two teams because they have been the two teams that have been the most highly rated in both the Sagarin and the regular polls the last couple of years. That is the main competition for Milan in their sectional. We've already talked to Coach Langferman and his boys about their goal of winning a sectional this year. They don't play in a conference, so this is what they are striving for each and every year. They got a confident bunch, a together bunch that really likes each other's company. Again, that can go a long way, playing for one another instead of for yourself. So I like this Milan team, where they are heading. They got a big game coming up a week from this Friday when they play Providence. That's going to be a big measuring stick game for them. So I think there are a bunch of those measuring stick games for our area teams coming up. East Central's got the regular season finale at Roncalli. We'll see if Roncalli stacks up to EC. I've talked about Lawrenceburg, Batesville, South Dearborn playing each other. Milan's big test is going to be that Providence team right in the middle of the schedule. So I think we have some really exciting high school football moving forward here on the now back half of this regular season. Crazy that we're already halfway through the regular season, but I can't wait for sectional time to get here. We're going to get some really good football, I think. We got some intriguing conference races and some of these other fall sports as well. So there's going to be a lot to keep an eye on and track as we continue to work further into this fall season. And we will continue to do that right here on this very program. A big thanks to our friends at Ortho Sensi for continuing to support this show. You, the listener, for tuning in every Monday and or downloading the podcast over at EagleCountryOnline.com. We couldn't do it without you. We wouldn't do it without you. So I appreciate all of the listeners each and every week. And hopefully you'll be listening this Friday. We'll be live from East Central High School as the number one Trojans take on the South Dearborn Knights. It is a Dearborn County rivalry coming up this Friday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, only heard on Eagle Country 99.3.